because of, since you've been doing it for a really long time, and I'm so happy, once again, I'm going to add this, and I'm so happy that I called you, because like your, I think experience and knowledge in graphology is ridiculously good. Was there, along the lines, was there any difficulty as a graphologist that you face in your daily life when you were dealing with your clients? Probably, for example, like, you know how, like, I've seen a couple of videos where in criminology, they read handwritings and they tell you, okay, probably this is how you actually depict someone, probably might have psychiatric issues and stuff like that. Were there at any instances, or any difficulties at all? Like, for example, were there any instances where, you know, oh my god, wait, red flag, something is wrong with the handwriting? Or probably, because I completely understand that, you know, in your job scope, you come from a place where you would want to enhance people's life, but was there any ever a red flag or any difficulties?
I do not know whether you and you have a tendency thing. I wanted to actually talk about this one specific client which I met. Which you're talking about criminology, right? Actually, I already remind myself, okay, please talk about this case that I've seen before in one of the job fair I did years ago. One handwriting which it's different from the others. It's like there is something different. Like
my face completely changed. I was like, go on. Sorry. It's suspense. Okay, go on.
Like the smudges, like the way the sizes of the handwriting, it's not like either small, neither it is big. It's like in, how to say, it's inconsistent. And I think the smudges, for me, when I've seen the number of handwriting, right, it's like totally, this is different from others. So I normally don't read contents. Like I don't read what you wrote yesterday, 2 days ago to me. I just like, I try not to read, because I don't want like my diversion of like, or my analysis will divert to, or maybe influenced by what you wrote. But when something it's different, we were taught in I was taking the course, we were taught that please look into the contents of what this person is writing. So the guy was an ex-convict. So I guess he just came out from prison or something, that he's looking for a job down there. So instead of whenever normally I analyze, okay, I would talk about confidence, I would talk about negativity or whatever. So I couldn't touch on all those things, even though there are those traits. Because if you were talking about something about confidence, if we would use it probably in a way like our studies, or we will use it for our work, then if I were to tell him to, okay, maybe you can improve on your confidence, then I will be worried that, okay, if he could improve on his confidence, what will he do to that confidence? So those are kind of conflicts that I have to make sure that I am
aware of,
careful on what I speak or analyze to a person. So that is one of the things. Another one is analysis on someone I think it's more to sensitivity to criticisms.
Oh, high sensitivity.
Very consistent. Very high sensitive. So people sometimes we will be very sensitive. Like we are sensitive, but not to the extreme extent. I saw one handwriting which is to the extreme extent. I couldn't say something like, "Hey, you should probably you could look into changing this." No, I will not say that. So I have to be careful.
Yeah, you have to, like, it's like walking on eggshells.
Yeah. So you have to be like, how to say, what is the word, Shida? Like, cautious on what you speak.
Even with that also, I was just thinking, I think it takes immense responsibility for you to be careful with however you curate what you say to people and give them advice. Because you're right, I keep on forgetting that I know you've worked with people from all walks of life, but that's why this question came in, because you have to be really careful. And it's also not hazardous, but it's also, it can be a potential life-threatening thing for you, because if you say something wrong, people hold grudges in all honesty and the nature of it. Especially if you say something wrong, people would be like, what do you mean by, you know? So, my God, the pressure that you deal with that. Oh, going to, now that that has, the sale has passed, do you have any sweet memories along the course of your career? Probably lives that you've changed, and they come back to you and say, thank you for helping me out. I'm sure there is, right?
I love it. I love when somebody said whenever I analyze something, they will be like surprised, like they didn't notice it. But the one who noticed it is like the third party. So for example, there's one student from one of the universities that I analyze his handwriting. He's also a pianist. So he normally like play piano at home or something. Then I told him, okay, but before that I didn't know he's a pianist when I was analyzing his handwriting. I said, okay, maybe when sometimes there is this trait that tells is one of the traits that shows that whenever he do something, he will not fully complete it. Like if, for example, there is a project, he will just have, he will have the enthusiasm at first, then suddenly it will be faded. So I tell him somewhat like that, the analysis. Then he looked at me. I'm actually surprised that you said that, because I am a pianist, and every time I play piano, my grandmother and my mom always say, do not have any energy into playing into it? Like, you don't even have, motivation or
the
something
feel
that
is just
makes
not
you
there,
feel happy. Yeah.
The excitement.
Yeah, she's not like happy playing it. Like, he will do it and then he just leave it alone. Then he said to me like that. Then he said, I actually didn't realize that when my mom and grandma told me, I just like ignore it. But when you told me this, then I realized that it is true. He said, it is true. After that, I think a few days later, he emailed me personally. He did say something like this. He said, hey, thank you so much for highlighting this. If not, I would not know that this is the actual trait that he is actually experiencing at the moment. So I feel like, okay, that's a very good motivation for me.
No, but you know, the reason why I brought this up as well is because there's difficulties and there's sweet moments as well. And the difficult moments do not matter. Just when one sweet moment come or memory comes in the course of your career. So that's why I was like, let's rekindle the sweet memory for a bit.
Totally agree.
So that was it. So shall we go into analyzing more of my handwriting?
Yes. Okay. I have, like, in case I forget. Okay. Your handwriting, like I mentioned, is considered very organized. And one of it, I'm not sure whether this is, you have to tell me whether it is accurate or not, because normally when I analyze, I'll ask someone, is it accurate? I don't want you to lie. Yeah, you're right. Just because I'm an expert in that. Okay. I can see this in your letter I, capital letter I, when you say I, something. I think you wrote something I. Okay. You are more, for example, you are more to this independent thinking. Whatever you decide or think, it's always separated from what your parents think.
That's so true, right? Yeah.
So whatever they say something to you, it will not, maybe you will listen, but you normally will argue in terms of your own perspective on that situation itself. So that's one of the things. What else? Okay. Okay. So you have this deep desire for achievement, although at times I could see that there is some frustration, because probably you are now and trying to achieve something, but some things probably external or what that is probably stopping you from doing what it is. But there is some frustration, but not too much. I only see like two traits out of like six. Like that.
Very, very so true. Very, very, very true.
No worries, you just like go forward towards it.
And I'm saying that because one, I don't know whether this, I've always been saying about it on my podcast as well. One, I have a long distance relationship. Two, I'm trying to achieve to be a full-time podcaster or probably entrepreneur, because I don't want to work under people. And also three, I'm taking care of my family. So I think that's where the barrier comes in for me to try to achieve, but we'll try.
But you do like enjoy the moment.
Yeah, I do.
Like, you also like focusing on like, the moment, right? So I can see that from the way you write. It's like whatever you, like you say, you wanted to do something, you focus on what is the current affair that you, issues that could affect
spot
your decision.
Spot on, sir. Yeah.
So that way I can just tell you how I find out, because if you see that your handwriting is more on, okay, the stroke, the top stroke, the upper zone is like letters like P, H, where they have that
straight line.
So yours is more on focusing on that. For example, H, yours is more focusing on the H, the hook. I mean, the curve, very true. The example, yeah, example is that that is how I can see from there. I'm telling you so that you will know like how I come up with this. I don't want, like, you think that I just guess whatever.
No, I trust you. I trust you. You can be brutally honest. I'm completely okay with it. But you're spot on now so far. Oh my god, now I feel like how your client feels. The pianist is like, oh my god, I feel like I know myself once again. Yeah, okay. Sorry to interject. Go ahead.
Okay, one question. I do not know whether this is what kind of job that you do. Are you doing something apart from podcasting? Are you doing something related to arts or something that could bring something that your name is very important or something like that? Like your identity is important in terms of that.
I think the only reputation that I have to take care of is being a podcaster. Other than that, okay. Other than that, on the jobs for the site, I am just doing I am doing 3 part-time jobs on and off. On and off, but not all 3. not all 3.
So that one I won't know.
not all 3 at the same time. It's ad hoc. So yeah, pretty much that's about it. But the only reputation that I have to take care of is just family so far, so good, and just being a podcaster. I think probably I have to take care of what I have to say. Because, you know, people get cancelled easily. But no lah. Then again, maybe it's that. I don't know. Maybe it's that.
Okay. Because I see that you have like the letters for your name, including your signature. It's a bit bigger. So normally a bit larger than the entire text that you wrote. So normally these kind of traits are normally lah, what they are more like focused on building up their personal identity, like they want to become someone who is known to the public. Like, I want to say famous. They want to make themselves famous. I'm not sure whether it's the right word, but
has it got to do anything with ego? Because I know I have a little bit of it. No. Oh no, is it? Okay. I was just gonna say
it's not ego. If there is ego, I don't think I will tell you the negativity of your traits. I see the ego.
That part, spot on. I do want to make it big. Probably not famous lah, but probably big enough to cause a change in society. To change the works of society lah. Spot on.
Interesting. Okay, leadership. Okay, just for you, in case of if you want to know that you actually have these traits of leadership, even though probably if in case your whatever works or job that you are doing might not have might not really need that, but you have that traits in you, so you can use that for your whatever.
Happy as a child. Interesting.
And I guess you have this in terms of confidence wise. Okay, I just want to tell you something. The main text and the signature defines 2 different things. So the main text is actually your actual character, your actual trait. Your signature is how you want to project yourself to the public.
Corporate.
So in terms of...
Corporate. Corporate and personal.
So yes, I still stick to that thing that about how you want to build your name in terms of how you want to be perceived in a good way, in terms of you put importance in your personal self, and then secondly, of course, your family, and you do have like your family as part of your, how to say, you want, because sometimes people want to be famous, but family is like not part of it. So like for you, right, I noticed that you include your family name, your dad's name inside this. So you kind of like proud of it, like proud of your family to be part of it. But some people who don't, it's not bad or not bad or whether bad, it's not about that. It's sometimes like signature, if for example you don't include your last name, it talks about that you want to be like separated from your family.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. But I don't think you do, right? You want to
we
make
fight.
Sure,
right? but yeah, I want to, I always want to inculcate my family name, because I really think family is really important. And I you're right, because I did my own research and, you know, just be nosy for a bit, and they were saying that if you don't write a family name or there's a certain stroke in your signature across the family name, right?
Yes,
it seems
yes,
that you actually yes. have problems or, you know, with the family. Interesting.
Yes.
Huh? Hmm.
Yes, I don't think have stroke, but your the letter O is actually stroking the below is O S M A N, right? Yeah, that's him, right? So below is striking. So I'm not sure whether you have that. you can, you, for example, you have conflicts or whatever, maybe with your dad or whatsoever.
Honest, I'm completely honest. Yeah, yeah. Like I say, we do fight then and again, on and off. But at the end of the day, you know, we live such a short life to hassle over the fights that we have, you know? So yeah, that is spot on.
Yeah, talking about signatures, try, if, for example, listeners are listening to this, so you make sure that your signature do not ever strike it. And if, for example, you want to underline it, just push your signature down below. Because sometimes, what it defines is that you are trying to tell yourself or people that you are not relevant or you are inferior or intimidated. So just get, don't ever strike off your signature. Push it below. Don't ever strike or touch even a bit below. You get it? And try not to, not to sign after that, go backwards. So backwards is normally thinking about the past. So you stop yourself from moving forward to something new for yourself, or something is stopping you, cautious, you know. I actually, it's true, you know, Shida, it's very funny. I work in companies, right? So I kind of like knows my ex-colleagues' character through their writing, through their signature. So I try to observe if it's true or not. I studied, but I'm actually quite surprised also when I see that it is real, especially that signature which is moving backwards.
Would have thought, right? It's actually as simple as that. It's as simple as handwriting that you can tell, and the strokes and everything. I never thought about that, you know. Now that you're explaining, it's like, oh my god, now I know why you fall in love deeper and deeper in graphology.
Yeah, that's true.
So, anything else?
How about your perception towards yourself? Do you feel that sometimes you have this challenge where you are still questioning about who you are or what you want to be or whatever people say, sometimes influence
spot on. I feel like I do not need to go to fortune tellers, really. You can
one thing I cannot tell about this is whether you can become rich or not, okay? So I will not know
about that. I just want to answer the question. No, I'm just kidding. The listeners can actually go to you for, I think this is good. I mean, in comparison to going to, you know, fortune tellers, if you're listening. But yes, you are right. Going back to that topic, yes, I am in the mode of trying to get to know myself better, trying to know what I like, what I don't, how I can propel forward in life. There's a couple of questions that sometimes, you know, when I hear people telling me that, it's as simple as this, and I'm going to be brutally honest, you do podcasting, but podcasting is not making any money. It's as simple as that. It gets to me a bit, just a bit, but that's why I was asking you, going back, whether is it a ego trait when you were saying for one of the strokes, was it? Or, the eye.
The size of your letter and your signature.
Yeah, that's the reason why I was asking that, because yes, it gets to me, but I would quickly channel the anger and work twice or thrice as hard to, you know, figure out, not prove them wrong, but I'll be okay with what I'm doing, and I'll try to figure out how to make it better. But you're right, spot on.
Yeah, it's not the ego. That one is not ego. Ego is different. That is more on how you perceive. But it's good that you are doing that, because what I see that, okay, if you notice your letter, back to the letter T, your letter T is just below the middle zone. So below, it's not too low, but it's just below the middle zone. So just try to push it up a bit.
Okay.
Next time when you write. You bet. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, I feel so happy. I don't want to go fortune teller anymore.
Fortune teller? So I think people got confused between us and fortune teller, is because, I don't know, handwriting is to understand your actual personality. Your fortune teller is to, you can go, you still can go if you want to know what is your future.
What I think it is, I think it's the placebo effect that you guys have. I mean, I don't know, for me, has anyone ever told you that, I'm sure you've heard this numerous times, why are you just like a fortune teller?
Many times. The only thing that I can tell you, but I cannot tell you whether you will become rich or what will happen to your life in the future. But I can tell you, if, for example, you will appreciate your life in the future or whatever you have achieved.
Interesting. I have, just off cuts, have during the course of your career as a graphologist, right, has anyone, especially in the context of in Singapore, you know, there's so many career, the basic ones would be lawyer, doctor, everything else, right? Has anyone ever told you that, why are you doing graphology? And actually be disheartened by it?
I won't tell the exact, if for example anyone asks me that kind of question, but normally they are not like trying to demean my, diminish my position or whatsoever. They just ask, why are you interested? So I would just tell the same thing as what I told you guys just now. Like my, why I have like, what encouraged me to start it first. And when I told them what encouraged me to study first, then he will be like surprised because, oh, you can know someone different already, okay? Because I hit my friends last time. But it really works, you know, Shida. I think it's only not about understanding them. It's about understanding ourselves. And also, if, for example, that time, I remember because I started to improve my personality, improve my handwriting, right? Especially the letters, all this important self-esteem, all that. I think eventually it will change everything, and the people that you attract also will be automatically what you have visualized. So people who doesn't match with you, automatically you will be like, you will not be with them. So you get it?
Yeah, it's true. And I think the works of self-discovery is really important as well. That's why once you get to know what you can deal with and what you can't deal with, and you know who are the people that you need to surround yourself with, because and you're right about this, as much as, you know, we are all kind, try to be kind, but there are people who are mean, and whatever they say will get to you. So if you know yourself better via handwriting and self-discovery itself, it actually helps. I have one last question. What is the one advice that you can give to people to improve their handwriting, or any advice that you would give to the listeners?
Okay, the first thing is to know, to go and try to self-reflect. I think self-reflection, like you say, self-discovery, that one is very important, because without that, right, you will not go forward to the next step. If you don't question yourself, what do you want, what is your purpose in life, what are you looking for in the next 1 year, 5 years, or probably not too much 10 years, but what, if for example you're looking for something, find what is your goal, your vision, and then that journey, okay, will be like, sometimes it will come automatically. You will attract those things or people or those environment that will bring you towards your goal. So that journey is how you also have to make sure that you learn about yourself more. So for me, I basically, what I understood, what I really put in into my life is that just make sure that you know who you are, so that whatever people say about you, it will not get influenced too much. Because sometimes it doesn't mean that whatever people say about you might be accurate. It could be accurate, but you have to go and identify yourself first. After you identify yourself first, then in terms, you can identify through graphology, or you can, if you at the moment you want to find in different way or whatever ways that you have, you can use it. So try to make sure that you know there is, like, how to say, there is a purpose. If not, you will not be motivated to wake up every morning. So whatever you do daily, whatever you have some plans at work, make sure you plan every day. So if, for example, you plan, you know what it is that you want to do, so you will get motivated to wake up every morning to go to see your friends, to meet your friends or whatsoever, you know, like learn to do something. Okay, sometimes for me, I find that when people write about how they feel or what they want to, it becomes like the visualization of what they want to become, it becomes stronger. So from there, I believe that you will have, you will look at things more positively. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. That's like really sound advice, not only as a graphologist and also a life coach as well. And I think I agree with you on that, especially during COVID right now. I'm so glad I have you, Suliana, on AWC, because I think it is a very good chance for people to get to know themselves better, because the only thing that you can really control in this crazy world is actually their self, like myself, instead of, you know, putting hurt onto other people, I would want to change myself in comparison to wanting that someone else to change. Because that's not going to happen. You know, it's going to take time for it to happen. So, yeah. Also, we're coming to a close. Do you have any upcoming projects?
Okay. I do, actually. I'm currently...
Can find you, then probably I will come along and send this.
I'm currently working on, I've already finished my script on this, what's that called? A podcast related to graphology plus self-esteem and development. It will come in series. So the first series will be on building self-esteem first, because self-esteem for me is the most core subject that we have to look towards before we go forward to other things in our life. So for me, I will focus on the self-esteem. So the series one is self-esteem development. I think will be out in July, end of July or early August, and a book which comes together during that time. So I've been wanting to do that book for quite some time, but I think COVID, I love COVID in terms of the time that we have, the ample time that we have.
Yes. So much that you can do. When will the book, is it associated with graphology?
Yes, mix. It will be graphology plus personality growth and development.
So when will it be out?
The book, I guess, will be by early September, but the podcast will be around end of July, early August.
Okay, so where, because I'm really sure that my friends, family and all listeners will be like, so where can I actually find Suliana? I actually want to take the services and get to know myself better. Where can they find you? Websites probably, or social media?
Okay, you can go through my website, which is www.grapholistic.com, as in GRAPHOLISTIC.com. So there, in there, there's a lot of like links and services where you can actually just purchase online. So you can find me there. If you have any question also, you can just email me there. There is a under the contact form. Mm-hmm. So I will be there. No worries.
So they can actually, if they want, they can get reports for their handwriting, right? You were saying.
Yes. Yes.
To assist you further in life, please call Suliana. Okay.
Shida, before you end this, I feel so honored that you actually called me for this. I'm like, okay, I wanted to like reach as many people in terms of not about just my service. I just wanted to like sometimes speak to people about how, you know, to believe in yourself, you know, achieving your plans and goals. So I think this is one of the ways that you have done for your podcast. I really, really like salute you for starting this podcast. Right?
Yeah,
really
I think I started in 2018 to a good start. And then now it's been like, I think, 3 years, two, three years. Yeah, but so far, no ads, no nothing. But yeah, so far, so good. But Suliana, thank you so much for doing a brilliant job. No, really, it's true, because it's the same for me as well. I don't think there's a lot of people who's doing graphology. There is not a lot of people who are trying to help the society and everyone else too. Especially now during COVID, everybody goes crazy. And to assist people holistically to, you know, propel in life and better themselves. So I really, really think that's why I'm drawn to you. That's why I really, really think that what you're doing is really amazing, you know. So, and keep on doing it.
Thank you, Shida. Thank you for the motivation. Sometimes also I need that.
Keep on going. Whatever people say, just no, just do. Because you're doing really brilliant job, Shida.
Thank you, Shida, so much.
Thank you. So, to the listeners, thank you to the listeners. Suliana, actually, for Graphalistic International, it has been featured on Clio on August Man. Just so you know, that is honestly how, one, I look up to her, and two, how I think her works has been featured in Singapore, which is a really big thing for me. I'm so proud of you, Suliana. So Clio, August Man, and Her World, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Do check her website out. Do, if you want to understand yourself better and you want a handwriting analysis for yourself, do go to her website. And also, Suliana, thank you so much once again. Your listeners will, now your listeners, my listeners are your listeners. And I hope, you know, your business will grow. Is there any last words for the audience?
Yes, I would like to take this opportunity to say the same. I mean, to summarize that everything, that whatever you are going through in life, just make sure that you remind yourself what is your purpose to be here in this world. Maybe you do not know yet, but try to find it, you know, because I think finding it and the journey towards what you want to achieve is the most fun and the most interesting ever. apart from the destination.
Sound advice. Thank you, Suyana. I hope to see you again. And thank I hope to see you at your shows in the future events if you have any. And buy your book. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Suyana.
Thank you, Suyana. Bye.
Bye.
Not to worry, I've got you covered. If you are interested in the various services that Grapholistic International offers, such as graphotherapy, handwriting analysis report, or personal coaching, head to www.grapholistic.com and use my special discount code, which is AIDOCA5%, and enjoy 5% off from all their services. I will leave all this information in the show notes below.